All right. This is another episode of Ain't Is a Word. I'm Toby Nix. We are recording on a Saturday morning. I'm here back with just Roy. Roy J is with me today. What's going on, Roy?
Not a whole lot. It's been a cold week, hasn't it?
It's been kind of chilly.
It's actually nice today.
If you're wondering why I sound worse than normal, we played Summer Grove last night, and I'll say that I sing, even though I don't really sing that much, but I feel like I sang more than I did. But so it's cold this week. How has your week been other than being chilly?
It's been good. It wasn't too busy this week. It wasn't too crazy.
Busy where?
Busy at work.
Oh, there it goes. There it goes. Less than 1 minute in, Kyle, and he's already talking about
it. I was trying to refrain from talking about it, but okay. Here we are. Yeah, man, it was cold. What day was it that it was like windy? Was that Wednesday?
Oh man, I was on night shift this week. It's either Tuesday or Wednesday. I walked outside one because I got in at work at 2, and I walked out at about 5 or 6 to go somewhere. It was crazy. It was bad.
Because I think it was Wednesday, and I was leaving. I meant to text you the story, but I forgot. So I'm at the Quick Trip in Forest Park, and I was gonna I was pumping gas, and this little crackhead woman walks up to me and said she would pump. She was offering everybody. She wanted to pump the gas for spare change or some cigarettes. I was like, shoot, if it was a little bit colder, I'd give you 50 cents to pump my gas. But I don't smoke, but I think I'm going to start carrying a little pack of Marlboros with me. No 50 cents and a cigarette and pump my gas.
I had always said that I was going to carry some in my patrol car. Just like you got the one, you know, you got the people every once in a while that, you know, wanted one or, you know, yeah, it's kind of completely random. But I never did, but I was like, you know what, I should keep a pack just for, you know, the someone you're putting in the backseat of the car that might need a cigarette, you know, they're going to get a chance for a while.
Yeah.
But, so I was going to tell you, a lady at work, her name is Melanie, she has learned something from this show, based off of your kidney stone episode. This goes in hand with the fact that we're always talking about how this is an educational program. So,
yep, this learning channel.
So I was telling her, she had it or whatever. I was, oh man, you got to listen to the episode. So she listened to it and she said she went and researched it because her doctor hadn't told her everything that your doctor had told you. So, she also was probably not as dramatic in the doctor's office as you were with, Helga. What was the nurse's name?
Helga, no. what was my nurse? The real pretty
Bertha,
one. Brittany.
Okay, but there was another name too.
Martha.
Martha. Bertha. Kind of same letter, same.
We're close.
So,
Well, she didn't go to the hospital?
I don't think she did, no. I think she just went to the doctor, I guess. I don't know, but she learned from your episode. So, maybe we'll get that PBS grant or NPR, National Public. Sorry. So, talk to me, Roy J. What's going on?
Hey, have you tried the Popeye's chicken sandwich?
I have not had a Popeye's chicken sandwich yet. Have you?
Yeah, it's not worth stabbing somebody over. It's not worth being stabbed over.
I don't think.
I'd probably stab someone over a Chick-fil-A sandwich, okay. But not a Popeye's.
Now we know to not stand in your way at Chick-fil-A. But so it was pretty good, though?
It was good. I mean, it's a fried chicken sandwich. But Popeye's has good chicken, though. I like their chicken. So, I mean, it was just...
See, I don't care much for it. I've eaten there a couple times. Well, I mean, I don't dislike it, but I don't see the hype. I've never had a sandwich, just Popeyes in general. But whoever is doing their marketing is a genius because, you know, when they first opened up over on Bullsboro, it was wrapped around the building, and then you could go there any time of day and get whatever you wanted. And now, you know, you'll go back, but it's wrapped around the building again. So their marketing guy, even if the sandwich isn't that good, they need to get that guy raised.
Yeah, they're pulling it. They pull it. Well, I guess they ran out, and then they pulled it off the menu. Then when it came back, so they just every Snapchat, everything I see, there's a bunch of people. I didn't go to Popeye's. Somebody at work did, and that's one reason I have one.
Well, I want to try it just for curiosity's sake, but I'm not waiting in a line. I'm not waiting in Chick-fil-A line. You know what I'm saying? I'm not waiting anywhere. I don't know how a chicken restaurant can run out of it, you know, that consistently. I mean, I once in a blue moon I could see you running out of stuff, but I mean they're apparently every day they run out of, like, just order more chicken, you know.
Well, people were fighting and getting killed and stabbed. And the one in Noonan, didn't they have a fight over there?
I have no clue. I feel like we rode by there the other day, and I saw one of our guys, like, in Class A. I don't know if he was working, like, the drive, like, just, like, working traffic or something. But I'm almost certain that I know I saw a guy in Class A standing out there. And he didn't, like, he was going there. Yeah, I think he was just standing in the parking lot. So there ain't no telling. I'm not going to fight over chicken sandwich.
No, it's not. It's not worth it.
Now, I mean, a good slice of pizza, maybe, but
a good slice of pie,
or that the steak over there, was it Longhorn? I like their steak. Is that where we? No, Texas Roadhouse. Yeah, Longhorn's garbage.
Yeah, nobody likes that place.
Unless they sponsor the show, then they'll be the greatest.
Yeah, they'll be much better.
Yeah, I'm a sellout. So,
yeah, it's I actually compared it to a gas station chicken sandwich.
Wow. Yeah,
it's full of grease. Chick-fil-A don't like that.
Well, Chick-fil-A uses, is it peanut oil?
Yeah.
And then I'll usually get extra pickles on my Chick-fil-A one. I know that, I think they put two. I like pickles. But then if I'm feeling really fancy, I'll get a cheese on it too.
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's when I got a lot of money. But my Facebook, the people who they're kind of all saying the same thing, it's good, but it's not Chick-fil-A good. And that's not bad. I mean, you know, if you're second place to Chick-fil-A, that's not terrible because you're still above all the other garbage fast food.
Well, it's
Taco Bell is kind of my guilty fast food pleasure. I like Taco Bell.
I used to like Taco Bell, but tacos are high in oxalates. So Taco Bell is no longer on.
You know,
my...
what I love is Crystals. Cheese fries. I can't eat that about once or twice a year, but that's definitely a once or twice a year treat for me is some cheese Crystals and the chili cheese fries.
Now, I can eat their chicken, but if I have those little Crystal burgers, I might as well just eat it from the toilet, man, because that is goodness.
Tell our listeners what your game name is.
My gamer tag is Toilet Terrorist.
I just learned
Zero.
I just learned that last night at Summer Grove, actually. I guess you play with Ryan on the...
We're friends on there. He doesn't have... we both have Red Dead, but I play Call of Duty.
That's right, because you just got yours. We talked about this last week. So for listening reference, today is the day that Georgia plays Auburn. So that's a big game.
Yeah, it's going
to
be a big
game. Oh, speaking of big game, would you like to... I will describe you how you're looking right now, and everyone will be happy that this is an audio-only podcast. So he's got a pretty comfortable-looking sweatshirt on. Actually, it doesn't look bad. I don't own any Bulldog stuff, but I do own overalls. He's wearing overalls, and
I'm just my tennis shoes.
Okay, well, tennis shoes and overalls don't work.
I want my feet to be comfortable. I just bought these shoes. These are my new kicks, man.
What brand are they?
Asics.
Okay, Asics are comfortable, but I don't know that they have a large market for the overall crowd. But
I like to set trends.
And then you have your Lucky shirt on underneath that.
Yeah, I got my Lucky Georgia shirt on.
How old is this shirt?
I just bought it this year.
A Lucky shirt? I thought it was supposed to be like, you know, have some stories with it.
Let me tell you, I've worn it every week that Georgia's played this year, except for the week they played South Carolina. I did not have it on.
That would constitute a Lucky shirt then.
Yeah, so it's my Lucky shirt.
All right.
Well, I'm hoping my overalls don't. But these are classic.
If they lose today, it's going to be because you wore overalls with sneakers. That's going
to
be...
That's just, oh, well.
That is a fashion faux pas, if that's the right use of that word. I'm not certain. But
I'm setting trends over here.
All right. So overalls, sneakers, and a Lucky Georgia shirt. So
these overalls, man, these aren't just everyday is somebody. These are actual classics. I mean, I could probably get some money for these.
Are you being serious?
Yeah.
I mean, I can never tell with
you. I'm putting these on eBay, man.
Were they like vintage or something?
Yeah, man. These right here were featured on the 2018 Yucca Boy Christmas card.
Okay, then they are definitely...
So these run a pretty penny.
I still can't believe that Christmas card. Every time you say that, I look over there. I don't know why Pope took it down or where it's at. But
she's probably tired of looking at us. She's like, if I keep those overalls up there, Toby's going to go buy some.
I've actually got some, but I have like the... Those look comfortable. I have the... I have one pair that are comfortable, one pair that are more like winter. Like they got the lining inside.
Coveralls.
Yeah. But so we have we've gone through your wardrobe, which I can't say. I'm wearing a sleeveless orange shirt that looks like I'm ready to go be a traffic cone. Yeah. But it's a lazy Saturday today for now. And then so we talked about the chicken sandwich. Did you have anything else on your mind? I feel like you had something.
Did you download Disney Plus?
Yeah, I did.
You did? Okay. Yeah.
And I think did you have it first? Was you, I think you were talking about
Ricky got it like 2 weeks before it came out. He pre-ordered it, and so I think we were talking.
That's
about
right, because he told me last night they had think he just paid $70 for the year.
Yeah.
Y'all don't have Verizon Unlimited, was mm-hmm. it? Okay. Because Ryan had come in and he said that he was about to buy it. I think for like $6 a month.
Yeah, it's like $6.99.
And I think it was that day y'all were talking about it on the kitchen thread, and or the kitchen sink thread, which is. Y'all don't know what that is when we do the episode from the kitchen sink. But I said, well, hang on. If we got Verizon Unlimited, then we get it for free. So he hooked it all up that day. And the first thing I watched was that old cartoon Recess.
Oh, yeah.
So that was how I spent my Disney Plus. What about you? What was the first thing you watched?
First thing I watched was what Ricky got on there. He watched all the good movies. I watched Motocrossed, which was an original movie they had. Old Yeller's on there. Have you seen that?
No, I don't think I ever have.
It's you've never seen Old Yeller?
No.
Oh my god! Hey, we ain't talking no more about fashion. Right. If you don't, have never seen Old Yeller,
it's the end of the podcast. No, I mean. So I'm sure it was out. I think it was out before I was born. It's an older movie,
right? It's from the 40s.
Okay. I mean, I had heard it. I mean, the dog died or the kid had to shoot it or something.
Just ruin the movie for everybody else.
Spoiler alert. Yeah, from the movie from the 1940s, the 80-year-old movie. We're going to spoil.
Yeah. But, yeah, it's a tearjerker. I'm going to watch it when nobody's home. But what else is on there? Like the original Aladdin, 101 Dalmatians. So if you go on Disney Plus and go to, like, Jungle Book, and it hit details. So it gives you a description of the movie.
Yeah.
At the end, Disney had to put this in. At the end, it says, it's, like, not racial, but, like,
Offensive
material or something like that, because it was set in the 50s or whatever. It was then. Anyway, because there's, like, in that one, there is Siamese cats,
yeah,
and they're talking in Asian accents, talking like Chinese people, and so it's racist apparently.
Well, that everything is racist, and this is 2019 when we're recording this podcast, and I'm offended at the way you're looking at me right now. Actually, that your shirt offends me, your overall with the sneakers. So I got
comfy feet.
Yeah, I don't. That's a subject that I don't. I try to never talk about. If you give someone the power to hurt you with their words, you know what I'm saying? Like I'm not giving anyone that the things I've been called at work or whatever. Like you know, I just don't let anybody. It doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
If you're bothered, then be bothered. But life is too short, and I'm having fun. So yeah. So I can see Disney doing that. They're definitely all aboard the woke train, but as long as they've got Recess and it's free, I'll continue to watch it.
Yeah, and I can watch all the good Disney classics, man. Like the first day, I think I had probably 20 movies on my watch list.
That's what Ricky said last night. He said your watch list is like just the front screen, like it's you know, it's everything's there. There's Rascal making his weekly appearance. He saw something move out the window, or he just wanted to.
Looks like he's facing the hallway.
He just wanted to say hi to everyone. So, all right. Hello, Rascal. They heard you. So we've all got it. I know Ryan got it. He's into Star Wars. So I think there's a new Star Wars.
Hannah watches Star Wars. And she's on our account, so she's watching all kinds of stuff. Like when I'd send a Snapchat of like all the movies on there, and Hannah was like, I haven't even added anything, and there's like 20 movies on there.
What, What have you talked to her lately? I hadn't seen much of her since.
Talked to her earlier this week when we were talking Disney Plus, but she was all excited. I'm ready to watch some Mary Poppins. I like me some Mary Poppins.
I turned on. I was scrolling through, and I guess it was like based on a true story. It was something about No. I think it was Mary Poppins, the one that did the spoonful of sugar.
Spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down.
So this was something about like how it took 20 years for that movie. It was like a...
Oh, is that Saving Mr. Banks?
Maybe. So I started watching it, but I got bored pretty quickly. So
it's not good.
Well, I mean, I made it about 15 minutes in, but I'm notorious for falling asleep in movies. Like, very notorious. Like, I fall asleep.
Is that Tom Hanks that's in there?
He was not in it by the time I cut it off. But that doesn't mean whoever the manager was with the lady who apparently wrote the book or whatever, that those were the only two people I saw. So Tom Hanks may be in it, but not by the time I turned it off.
Yeah,
I like him better on a deserted island.
You like him better with Wilson. There's a movie on there. It's called Harry and the Hendersons. And hopefully when this airs, Hannah won't be anywhere near me. But when she was little, I think that movie came out when she was really little, when she was young. But I can remember, she loved the movie. Do you know the movie,
mm-hmm.
Harry and the Hendersons? All right, so we're, I can remember we were in a Chick-fil-A, like Dwarf House or something. And Hannah all the time, you know, she was young, so she had little imaginary friends. And one day we're sitting in like Chick-fil-A, and all of a sudden, Harry, there's Harry, come here, Harry. She was screaming for imaginary friend Harry. And so when that comes out, RIP Roy Yuckman.
Is she going to be angry at you?
Yeah, she's probably not going to like me telling her.
Well, by the time people listen to this episode, they will have listened to 3 episodes of them dogging you out.
Oh, yeah, so she's good. Yeah, yeah, she's fine.
Yeah, I think she's still up on the on who's dogging who.
Yeah,
especially by the time this one airs.
Yeah, she. That's why she ain't been back.
She's been banished from ain't as a word.
Ricky too. None of them. That's why I don't talk, y'all. That's why y'all ain't my will.
Well, we're back to doing this before 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So Ricky is, I guess, asleep.
Yeah, I woke him up twice today. He was not happy.
I don't know how he does it.
Well, you know, last Sunday, and I was supposed to come meet up with all y'all.
That's right. You just sold us out.
Yeah, for my bed.
Where were we at last Sunday?
Abide.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
Marine's birthday.
Yeah.
And I was getting ready to go over to Sarah and Kyle's, and I was like, I'm going to take me a little nap. And I woke up at like 2:30. It's like, Jesus.
That was a good time. It's always a good time with that crew, though.
But I don't know. I guess I was just so tired, and I'm always on go. I was like, man, I'm just
going to
sit here.
Oh, working 6 days a week. Well, going to your place of employment 6 days a week is can be taxing on a fella.
Hopefully by the time this airs, it'd be 5 days.
All right. What are they going to do? You going to have Sunday off?
I have to work tomorrow or this Sunday. But I'm off for 2 weekends in a row. So, because I'll be out of town. So
that's right.
Hopefully I won't have to come in on Sundays anymore. I got a new guy. So I got him coming in tomorrow. I'm going to try to get him trained up on it and he can do the Sunday stuff.
I still have no idea what you do.
Drugs.
I can believe that.
We handle pharmaceuticals.
Okay. So you're with a trucking company. I know that you work for a trucking company, but you don't drive.
Not anymore. No, I'm in the. So we warehouse it. Like it gets, we work with major pharmaceutical companies, and it gets imported in the country. That there's stuff that are importing.
This sounds highly illegal.
No, it's completely, because it has to be cleared by customs and all that. Like, the FDA will come to our place. And, like, if they say, no, it can't go nowhere, we hold it.
I have some friends at work who are going to want to ask you a couple of questions.
Ask away. Ask away. Hey, but, yeah, so we keep it there then. But we got this new thing. We got to start building boxes. We build boxes, big soft boxes. We build that and put the freight in it. And basically they're self-contained. So it could be sitting out there in 50 degrees, but inside that box is going to maintain 70 degrees.
Wow, that's pretty neat.
Yeah.
And then, you show up at a place.
Yeah, we work. I know there's a big joke about it. Roy don't do nothing. No, I work now. No, there's a lot that goes. There's a lot of moving parts. It's very fast paced. Like you could be doing something for 2 hours and then have to immediately stop, do something else for 15 minutes and come back to what you were doing.
I feel like Kyle needs to be here to hear you talk about work. I think that his comebacks would be better than mine. So
it'd be all right. I mean, y'all more welcome. Come hang out with me.
I know, I'm good. No, I know you work. I mean, 6 days a week. So anything else that you want to talk about on this day that Georgia is going to play Auburn? Do you have a prediction?
Well, I'm always wanting Georgia to win, but I think it's going to be close. I think the spread's only like 8-10
They're playing in Auburn too, right?
Yep.
I don't know. That's the freshman quarterback they got. I mean, he's got a good last name, but
what is it?
Nix.
Oh, Bo Nix.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he probably sucks.
Well, he's a freshman. I go for Georgia in this one.
Yeah, got to.
Well, because the other team from Georgia ain't doing nothing this year. My team. Imagine them. Yeah. They're rebuilding. So
the 18th year in a row.
It'll be all right. They'll be back in a couple of years.
Yeah, I hate that I'm going to be out of town. I won't be able to watch Georgia play Georgia or Georgia beat Georgia Tech with you.
I don't know about that. I just don't know.
I mean, I can FaceTime you from – I'll be in Elberton. I can FaceTime you from up there. We can
– Oh, that's going to be the Saturday after Thanksgiving?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Every year.
Well, that'll be probably a better day for y'all than for me. But it'll still be fun to watch. That's like watching college football. I don't know what we're going to do after college football season.
I don't know.
Maybe UFC.
Basketball. Yeah. Well, it's hockey season, so maybe we can start getting in the sticks.
Well, I know – we'll usually get the UFC fights if it's a good fight anyway, chip in on that. So, but other than that, I think we're about at the point where we can wrap this one up. Do you have it?
Yeah, one more. My new shoes. I can go to CrossFit.
Oh,
I could, but I'm not going to.
That was a heck of a segue there. Tower Place CrossFit is where you would go if you went.
If I went.
And you would talk to?
Tommy or River.
And the location is?
24 Tower Place, Noonan, Georgia.
That's what's up. So that's a wrap on this episode. We will every Wednesday morning at 6 a.m. And then we've also started a Florida Man Friday.
On a Saturday.
So, all right, then we'll catch you on the next one, hopefully, if Roy didn't make you mad.